All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, and very quickly, we got to take care of some house cleaning real quick. First off, Who's Talking will be at the ACC tournament this week down in Greensboro. We're going down there Thursday morning. We're going to produce two shows live courtside at the Greensboro Coliseum. Both will begin at 6 p.m. So Thursday night at 6 p.m., we expect to have Ted Jeffries, Dave Kane, and then batting cleanup, none other than ACC legend, former UVA coach emeritus, Terry Holland. So we're very excited about Thursday night show. That's 6 o'clock this Thursday night on Sports Radio 910. Then Friday night, 6 o'clock, hopefully we'll be reviewing UVA's big win over either the Terrapins or the Seminoles. That game will already have been completed. And Chris Wright of the Sabre will be joining us Friday courtside for that broadcast.
If we're not reviewing the big win, you'll do the Friday show by yourself because I'll be too devastated to go on air.
I know. Hobo gets so emotional, and I don't. All right, first off, we want to recognize our good friends at Mosquito Squad, a new sponsor that joined us this month. Lee Hatcher and the whole crew over there have been terrific, and they're making it possible for Who's Talking to go to Greensboro this year. Welcome aboard, and I hope you folks will support, all of our followers will support Mosquito Squad. Besides, you know, who wants good old pesky mosquitoes ruining a picnic and all that good stuff around your house on the weekends? So go ahead and get in touch with them either online or call their number locally, 804-562-2394 or mosquitosquad.com. Welcome aboard, Mosquito Squad.
Mosquitoes probably have some purpose in this God's earth, but I'm not exactly sure what
it is. We don't like them, that's for sure.
That's right, you know.
All right, I think we have Chelsea Shine on the line, and we're very excited. Chelsea is a former UVA women's basketball player, played from 2008 to 12. 3 years she played for Debbie Ryan, who was a previous guest on Who's Talking, and then 1 year for current coach Joanne Boyle. She played in 136 games. She says her dad still loves that statistic. Hobo, did you play in 136 games?
I did not. But, of course, freshmen were not eligible in my day.
So that's true.
A little different era.
Probably a good thing because you were drinking too much beer. All right. Also, Chelsea has been doing some radio and TV color commentary. And we've already mentioned that she's engaged to a former UVA baseball player. So we're not going to dig into that right now. But anyway, Chelsea, welcome to Who's Talking.
We're not going to dig into the engagement. We want to know what's going on with the baseball team, though, losing a game down at Duke.
Tyler's playing pro baseball, so it's not his fault.
It's not his responsibility.
It's not his responsibility.
He's still a lifelong Who, though.
So welcome, Chelsea, on the show, Hobo.
Chelsea, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to join you guys.
Well, tell us about the women's basketball team. I mean, maybe not as good a year as we had hoped.
Yeah, tough year for them. They struggled a little bit. Just, I think, if you look back on their schedule, consistency was a factor. You see they win some big games at home, and then they struggled to win some on the road, and I don't know. I think it was just a mix of maybe not necessarily finding their own roles, not having the best identity, just some inconsistencies that you kind of saw. And it was a shame. I mean, your three seniors coming back all off of injuries, and were really excited to get back and play. And you saw some flashes of greatness. I mean, they beat Maryland, they beat Florida State, they beat some ranked teams, and then you see some other tough losses that you wouldn't have expected them to lose. So it was definitely a tough year, but you know, I think Joanne and her staff have done a really good job of getting the girls to buy in. And if I reflect back on my fourth year, that was absolutely the team chemistry and camaraderie, and we really completely bought into what they were doing. And so it definitely takes time to turn a program around, and I think she's done a great job so far with what she's had, and I'm excited to hopefully see a better year next year.
Who's coming back next year? I know Tara Franklin has had a good career at Virginia. Kelsey Wolf had a knee injury at one point and came back strong. And then Faith Randolph showed flashes. And I cannot pronounce the name of the post player. I give up.
Sarah Imovia.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What's so hard about Sarah?
I did a TV game. I did the UVA Maryland game on RSN when they played earlier in the season. And, you know, we don't call her Sarah Imovio. Everybody calls her SI. It's her nickname. And so, you know, somebody, thank goodness, before the game started said to me, hey, you know, you're going to have to know her pronunciation. You can't just call her SI on the broadcast. So I had to learn that one. But, yeah, Sarah I will be back. they'll lose the three seniors. They'll lose Atera. They'll lose Lexi. They'll lose Kelsey. So they will have a little bit of a younger team, but I think it will be good. You have people coming back, like we said, SI, Faith, Brianna Mason, all those first years, and some of the older girls who will have another year under their belt, and a top 15 recruiting class coming in as well. So we'll hopefully look for a better year next year.
You know, Chelsea, we know that you have done a great job with some of your media opportunities, both with Jay James and also, as you mentioned, RSN. And I caught one of your games courtside, and I thought you did a very nice job interviewing, I believe it was Kelsey Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a very good interview courtside right after the game. And the young lady was very emotional, I thought, and you kept her grounded, I thought. Let's talk about the VAF. You've been working there now for, is this 2 years?
It'll be 2 years in August. So, I started in August of 2012 as an intern right after I graduated. And then in May of 2013, so almost a year ago, I got hired full-time as an annual giving assistant here. And it's been a really cool experience, having been a former student athlete here and being on scholarship, and I truly enjoyed my experience all 4 years of it. And so, you know, when you're playing and when you're in the midst of it all, there's so much going on, and you're figuring out who you are and you're maturing as a person. And then when you graduate, and even in your fourth year, when you start to wind down, it hits you, and it's kind of like, wow, look at how much was given to me. Not just monetarily. I mean, you talk about a scholarship for an out-of-state person was about $200,000. Mm-hmm. Was my scholarship.
Wow.
was paid by donors, which was so humbling for me. And then just the support of academic affairs and the facilities and the operational costs, all of which are provided from donors. And as a student athlete, you do have some idea of all of that. But I mean, when you graduate, it kind of hits you. And, mm-hmm. and getting to work here and being head deep in it every day, it's been really, really fun getting to interact with these people on a day-to-day basis.
So you get all the credit for keeping Dirk Kastra straight, right?
Yeah, that's all me. No, he's fun to work with. He's a great boss, and there's so many former student athletes here as well, so it's kind of cool to get to work with them side by side as well.
All right, Virginia is going down to Greensboro this week. I would say these games, plural, are going to be very exciting mm-hmm. for Virginia donors.
Yeah.
Are you planning to go down there in support of the effort?
I'll be down there Wednesday, and Thursday morning we have meetings, and then I'm actually going to hit the road and come back here. But most of our directors, actually I think all of our directors will be down there for as long as the Hoos keep winning. So there will be good representation down there.
Very good. Well, please give our best to everyone up there in Charlottesville at the VAF. They've been a terrific sponsor, and we've truly enjoyed working with them all 5 years on air. Chelsea, your thoughts on the tournament down in Greensboro?
Wow, I'm excited. I think they have a really, really good chance. I think this is one of the most fun teams a lot of people have seen in a while. They're so fun to watch because of how unselfish they are. And I think that's recipe for disaster for any team that's playing them. When your leading scorer is averaging like 12 and a half points a game, I mean, you don't see that when you're talking about big time teams. There's always a standout or a star. And I think the fact that Tony Bennett has been able to kind of rally his team together and truly turn them into the most selfless players, I think he's really winning by force and as a team. And so I think they're going to have a really good run in the ACC tournament. I don't think the loss yesterday was earth-shattering. I would love to see another matchup against them on Friday. I think there's so much that plays into it when you're playing a team on senior night, you know, on their home court, and the fact that it was Maryland's last regular season game in the ACC, I think there was just a lot riding on that game. And I think if they face Maryland again down in Greensboro, I think it'll be a different outcome than we saw Sunday for
well,
sure.
I would like to play Radford on Friday, but unfortunately Radford's not in the tournament. You know, I have a coach's mentality. I think everybody's tough. So either way, Maryland or Florida State, it's going to be a tough assignment. But hopefully we get through it.
Yep.
Because
yep.
it's been a, who's counting, 19 years since we got to Saturday. So it's about time.
We're due. The Wahoos are due.
Particularly as a number one seed, we got to get to Saturday and hopefully Sunday again. It's been a while since Sunday. But at any rate, you can take them one at a time. But anyway, Chelsea, good luck to you. Safe travel down to Greensboro and back. We appreciate your taking a couple of minutes with us tonight. Chelsea Shine, former Hoo.
Thank you.
Have a great night, Chelsea.
Thanks.
All right, go to break. We come back. We got Olympic report. We'll talk again about the shows coming up later in the week. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.